Well, I mean, drone strikes are a precision weapon, of course. You're targeting a particular individual or group of individuals. The problem with drone strikes is also what makes them such a good precision tool is that you do it remote controlled. So the biggest problem with all drone strikes is how do you confirm that you actually hit the individual that you intend to hit? Obviously, there's a long preparation before a target is decided. There are multiple sources, electronic and human that are consulted in order to make sure that you know what you're doing. But until and unless you have actual confirmation from the ground or the group actually putting out a eulogy saying the individual is dead, you can never be 100% sure.
So what do your instincts tell you at the moment about the situation with Al-Rimi, with nobody saying anything, either the U.S. or AQAP?
In my interpretation, in my assessment, this is what the situation at the moment is. That one is pretty sure on the security establishment that the target was successfully eliminated, but there is not yet a final confirmation that this is actually the fact. And that explains the fact that on the one hand, you have all of this information swirling around and unofficial briefings and unnamed sources, but no official confirmation yet.
This isn't the first time anybody's gone after the leadership of AQAP. Can you talk just briefly about the importance of trying to take somebody like him out of circulation?
Well, I mean, it's not mainly about someone like him. It's him particularly. What is really important to understand is that apart from Syria, where the al-Qaeda affiliate HTS, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, and Huras al-Din are still active and in size bigger than AQAP, AQAP is the most significant al-Qaeda affiliate globally because it is well-entrenched in Yemen. It has a conflict right at its doorstep, which means an ample supply of weapon explosives. And in the last 20 years, it has been the most active affiliate that was trying to instill and always organize external attacks within the al-Qaeda network. If he ever had heard, with the sole exception of the Manchester bombing, which was linked to Libya, prior to that and after that, if there was an attempt for an international attack, especially a complicated one, it always went back to AQAP. Now, within AQAP, this guy, Al-Rimi, had a significant position because do not forget that we do have now a leadership problem with al-Qaeda. You know, there is a question, who is going to follow Zawahiri, who is sooner or later no longer going to be the al-Qaeda leader. They had Hamza bin Laden, which AQAP in its Inspire magazine that it still publishes had been trying to, you know, build up as the new leader. Now he's gone. Now the next logical choice would have been someone from AQAP and would have possibly been him. So taking him out is not only weakening AQAP within Yemen, but it also means it's weakening the al-Qaeda affiliate with the most motivation and attempts for international attack. And it is also a hit against the leadership of all of al-Qaeda globally.
Using drones, is that the most effective way to go after these people?
Well, I mean, often it's the only way if you want to go after them, right? I mean, to attempt an arrest in the middle of a civil war in Yemen with a group that is very much entrenched in the social fabric of society is a high-risk, possibly impossible way to do. So in these kind of conflict areas, whether you're talking about Yemen or we're talking the Afghan-Pakistan border region, some parts of Sahel, there's really no other option to stop those individuals because you just can't do a ground arrest.
And I suppose it's a safer option, too, for your own forces, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, even if you were prepared to take higher risks, the risk to go with special forces into Yemen at this point is so extraordinary that you may end up with not getting the guy and getting your forces killed. You know what I mean? The cost benefit is just so staggeringly out of proportion in these areas that I don't see any other way if you needed to stop that individual.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.